This is Passport to Texas. When Tom Lang, the Parks and Wildlife District Fisheries Supervisor in Wichita Falls, took over his position 8 years ago,
8 of the lakes in this district had completely dried up, and one of those was here at Lake Wichita. And this is the third oldest lake in the state of Texas.
Lang manages fisheries resources for 8 counties in North Texas. Lake Wichita offered a challenge.
We're starting a lake over, so we're going to drain the water, a little bit of water that's in it, and we're going to dig it out and double the storage capacity.
The plan is comprehensive and includes amenities like bike paths. A project of this scale requires community support. Lang developed relationships that helped to raise more than $4 million for the project.
A project of this magnitude is expensive, and to have the community that we have here and the resources that we've been able to have to be able to get the ball rolling on those has really been important and very special.
Local businessman Stephen Reno Gustafson is optimistic about the future of Lake Wichita. He says the plan means decades of benefit to the community.
Tom's plan is to bring back the fish, to bring back people coming to the lakes to go boating, people that will come and ride their bikes on the bike trail. Just enjoy the lake like we did.
See this work in progress this week on the Parks and Wildlife TV series on PBS. We receive support from Ram Trucks, built to serve. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.